comes off the track, then what happens? The carriages will topple over, the passengers may die and get injured, devastation. Right? You see? So, your life is at risk. So imagine if a person, he derails from the path of Sharia, his iman will be at risk. There your life is at risk. And here your iman is at risk. Now Allah Ta'ala, out of His love for us, and out of His infinite mercy, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with His beautiful name. Allah gave us His name. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن. Now all these dawatani, what these are? All Allah Ta'ala's attributive names. The word Allah, that's Allah Ta'ala's zati name. And all the 99 names that we read of Allah Ta'ala, those are Allah Ta'ala's attributive names, His qualities. And one of Allah Ta'ala's qualities is Al-Mu'min. Allah's quality is Al-Mu'min. Now that's Allah Ta'ala's attributive name. Allah Ta'ala loves us so much that He gave us His name. He said, take my name. Now from today, you must call yourself Mu'min. I'm Mu'min, but today I'm giving you my name. You must call yourself Mu'min. It's Allah's name. Now, we are believers, we are mu'mineen, we got Allah Ta'ala's name. But then, hum gunah bhi karte hain. We do sin. So Allah Ta'ala says, gunah to tune kiya hai, lekin sharminda main hua hoon. The sin you have committed, the sins you are committing sins, after I gave you my name, but now I am ashamed. I gave you my name, and you never pondered that you have Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah gave you His name, and you still blatantly committing sin, without pondering. So Allah says, guna you are making, but sharminda main ho raha hoon, I'm feeling ashamed. It's like this. If a father got a son, delinquent son, father good man, good qualities, good family, everything. But son is delinquent, off the track. So father will think, you grew up in such a good household. Like in your actions is bring shame to our whole family. Father thinks like that. I've got a son, my son's actions are bringing shame to my whole family. But what I haven't given him, all the things of the world, I've given him everything. But he never make lihaz and think that my action is going to impact my whole household. I've come in such a pious household. I was born in a Muslim home. I grew up as a Muslim. I was nurtured as a Muslim. My tarbiyat was made as a Muslim. Everything. But actions, doing all the wrong things, joining the wrong company, going in the wrong places, mixing with the wrong crowd, doing the wrong things. Now the public, everybody is not asleep. Everybody knows what's going on. So people know. So now that shame, that stigma that has come on the family, who brought it? You brought it. So you never tarnish your reputation alone. You tarnish your entire family's reputation. It's not one person's reputation at risk now. It's the entire family's reputation. You understand? For example, now you are an alim, you got the title, you're alim, mashallah, or maulana, right? But not making amal, not practicing. So what's going to happen? Not alim ba amal. This name, got certificate. But no khashyat ilahi, no fear of Allah Ta'ala has come into the heart. Such an alim is not called alim. Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. A true alim is that person that fears Allah Ta'ala. If you have ilmud khashiyat and khawf of Allah Ta'ala, then we can call ourselves alim. If we don't have the khashiyat and khawf of Allah Ta'ala, then just a piece of paper, the certificate that is. Doesn't mean we are alim. Alim is that person that fears Allah Ta'ala. Now, the person doesn't have good qualities. He got the certificate, he's doing all wrong things. Now, he's not going to bring only a bad reputation to himself. He's going to stigmatize the entire profession. So what kind of ulama these are? They won't say what kind of alim he is. So what kind of ulama these are? So one person's not going to get tarnished. The entire whole group of ulama are going to get tarnished. Because of one person's action. Do you understand? So mere Hazrat farmate hain, tum sharminda nahi hote, you are not ashamed. Lekin tera paida karne wala sharminda ho raha hai. The person that created you is ashamed. You are not ashamed what you're doing. But the person who created you, Allah Ta'ala, he is ashamed at what you're doing. What are you doing? I gave you my name and you're doing all like this? Haram things? Wrong things? Going wrong places? Meeting wrong people? Doing all haram? Allahu Akbar. Kuch to naam ka to khiyal karo. Ponder on your name a little bit. Make muraqabah that I am mu'min. I am mu'min. Once you start pondering, making muraqabah on your name, I am mu'min, then at least you'll hold back a little bit. Say, I can't do these things. Hum to musalman hai. We got a different set of laws and regulations and hudud and parameters which Allah Ta'ala has drawn out for us. We got to live within those parameters, within those hudud. And who is a mu'min? A true mu'min is that person who has iman. He is the banda of Allah Ta'ala. If a person doesn't have iman, he's not the banda of Allah. A kafir is not banda of Allah Ta'ala. It's a mu'min that's the banda of Allah Ta'ala. So a kafir is not the banda of Allah Ta'ala. Ghair mu'min to banda hi nahi hai. Muhammad Sulla Khan farmate hai. A person who's not a mu'min, he's not a banda of Allah Ta'ala, not a servant of Allah Ta'ala. A true servant of Allah Ta'ala, he has iman in his heart. And once he has iman in his heart, and he got the name mu'min, his ahwal, his character, his akhlaq, his habits, his muamalat, his dealings with other people, his muasharat, his interaction with other people, with friend and foe. Friend and foe. Maqam Zaman Sahib farmate, not only interaction with friends, also interaction with foe as well, your enemies. How do you interact with your enemies? Are you just with your enemies also? Are you upright with your enemies? Allahu Akbar. That is why in that one kitab, I gave you one majlis a few weeks back, Hazrat Muqammal Zaman Sahib was reading from that kitab, Dasturu Salikin. Right, so in the last night's majlis, he said, in qaida number 4 for a salik, get Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko apna rehbar aur uswa banao. You have to make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your rehbar, as your guide, and your uswa. What is uswa? Uswa means to follow the path. What uswa means? Following of the path. So the path that was shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the path that we all need to follow. Without following the sunnah tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no mu'min can be a kamil mu'min. No mu'min can be a kamil mu'min without following the sunnah traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't be kamil mu'min. Just saying we are mu'min, but following the kafirs in whatever they are doing, in all their traditions, in everything, that doesn't make us a kamil mu'min. That If we're saying that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we must follow his traditions in everything. Sahib, Hazrat farmate, zikr to karte hain. We make the zikr of Allah ta'ala, lekin aur cheezon ka khayal nahi rakhte. But in all his other traditions, his ta'alim, then we don't pay attention that side, but we're making zikr of Allah ta'ala, which is a good thing to make zikr. But together with the zikr, you also have to have ittiba. Zikr and ittiba goes together. You can't only have zikr, but no ittiba. Zikr you have to have also, you have to remember Allah ta'ala in abundance. The tongue must be moist with the zikr of Allah ta'ala, with the yad of Allah ta'ala. If we're standing, we're thinking of Allah. If we're sitting, we're thinking of Allah. If we're lying down, we're thinking of Allah. If we're in the masjid, we're thinking of Allah. If we're driving alone in the car, we're thinking of Allah. All the time, we're thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand that? So that zikr is very important. But together with zikr, ittiba is also essential. And not ittiba in one aspect. Ittiba in every, in all aspects. In all aspects, ittiba of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without that, we can't get the closeness to Allah Ta'ala that will be, that to make us kamil mu'min. We have to follow everything to become kamil mu'min. That is why Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, regarding that verse of the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you say you love Allah Ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then you must follow me. Some people made da'wah that ham huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam se muhabbat karte hain, that we have love for rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people made that da'wah. So Allah Ta'ala said, if you're claiming to love him, then the ayat was revealed, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. You can't just claim to love rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and there's no ittiba. When there's ittiba, to ye sachi muhabbat ki daleel hai. Then is the dalil that we truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when there's true ittiba. That's a proof now that we love him. That's why I tell my students also, Sanad, we're studying so much Quran and Hadith, but how much muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming in our hearts? How much of azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming in our hearts? That we need to ponder. My ilm is increasing. Is my muhabbat increasing? Is my ittiba increasing? That also has to increase. Yeah. So therefore, warak dardani kar rahe. Whole day we're just turning pages. Lekin dil par koi asar nahi. No effect on the heart. No effect on the heart. Isn't it? It's not possible that a person studies so much in Quran and Hadith, he doesn't leave a mark on his heart. It's not possible. Dil par asar na ho. After studying so much of ahadith and mubarakah, reading so many hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thousands and thousands of hadith, studying so much of tafsir of the Quran Kareem, and still Allah's love is not coming in the heart. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not coming in the heart. Ittiba of Shariat is not coming. No change is coming. Something is wrong. Profoundly wrong. Something is definitely wrong. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, tazkiyatun nufus as'abu min ilajil abdan. To cleanse your nafs is more difficult than treating the body. Treating the body is easy. And cleansing the nafs, subjugating the nafs, is very, very difficult. It's not a walk in the park. Sorry, but you have to really try hard, especially in the era that we are living in now. There's so much distractions. The minute you leave your house, finished. Something going to catch you. Some shaitan going to get hold of you. Everywhere you go, guna, everywhere, guna. Today in our houses too, full of guna, inside the house also, outside the house also. Isyan, widespread isyan, maasi, sins, abundant sinning, wholesale sinning. Everywhere, sinning. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala save us. Ah. This is a time to be very careful. My Hazrat used to say, in the most beautiful words, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, eh, bacho, bacho. Oh, my beloved children, save yourself. Now look at the simple words. Now for Hazrat, bare bare log aate the wahan par. Big, big mashayikh used to come. خلافہ بھی آتے تھے حضرت کے پاس تو سب کا خطاب اے بچوں، حضرت کے سامنے تو سب بچے ہی ہیں، ان فرنٹ آف مولا مسیح اللہ خان ایون دا گریٹسٹ پیپل دے آل اسمال چلڈرن، صاحب جی اے بچوں بچو، سیو یور سیلف فرام گناہ، سیو یور سیلف. سو علامہ رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ سے If you want your heart to open up, you must save your eyes. Save your eyes. Save your tongue. Save your ears. لب بند چشم بند گوش بند گر نبیر نی سر حق بر من بخند. He says, if you close your eyes and don't see guna, if you block your ears and don't hear guna, and block your tongue and don't speak guna, then if your heart doesn't open up, then you must shout at me. If you want your heart to open up to Allah Ta'ala, then block your eyes, block your ears, and block your tongue. Labban, chashamban, goshban, gar nabini sirriha. Allah will open His secrets in front of you, in your heart. Allah will illuminate your heart with His secrets, if you can control. Hamare Hazrat Muaqqar Zaman Sahab, he tells us in a most beautiful manner, thore din sabr kar lo. Make sabr for a few days. Life is short. Control a little bit for a few days. Few days, zindagi is so short. Phir aage jo hai, hamesha, hamesha ke liye. After that, Allah Ta'ala, eternal bliss in the akhirat. Eternal bliss. Chand din sabr kar lo. Make sabr for a few days in this world. Control the nafs a little bit in this world for a few days. Then, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala will give eternal happiness. Eternal happiness in the akhirat. فالرسول اطباء القلوب. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they were the doctors of the heart. They were the doctors. They were treating all the sicknesses, spiritual ailments. Like how you have doctors that treat physical diseases. The Anbiya, they were, came to fix the people up in their qulub, in their hearts. From where to where the Sahaba, what was their condition in the beginning? And to where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took them, to what heights of qurb to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. One thing is very important. It comes in one hadith. Man amila amalan laysa alayha amaluna fahuwa raddun. Whoever does an action does not conform to our action, so then that's mardud. So if you're going to the atibba, to the ruhani doctors, and he is not doing things that are in conformity with the traditions of tazkiyah, the correct manner of tazkiyah, the correct part of tazkiyah, then that traditions, those customs will become detrimental to your tazkiyah, to your cleanliness of your heart. Whatever traditions are being practiced upon, there must be subut for it, from Quran and Sunnah. There has to be subut from it, from Quran and Sunnah. Understand that? Once it comes out from the category of Quran and Sunnah, it won't be beneficial, it will be harmful. مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهَا عَمَلُنَا فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. Whoever makes amal on something and we are not practicing, he's made his own tradition. Like how you have customary things. The customary things, people make it up. It's not from the side of the Shariat. People make up these things here. Shariat never stipulate anything. You stipulating your own things. And then you're attributing it to the Shariat. That's wrong. That you can't do that. Yes, in a khanqah environment, then certain prescriptions by the mashayikh, they don't consider that to be part of Quran and Sunnah. So they're telling you we're doing this ilajan, sorry, but it's not from Quran and Sunnah. Make it clear to you. So in a khanqah, as a, how you have a doctor treating you, he tells you outwardly that certain things you mustn't eat and certain things you must eat. That's his experience. He's telling you out of his experience. Sorry, but it's not written in the medical journals or something like that. It's out of his experience. So because he saw so many patients in his life and he has determined what is good for you and what is bad for you. So same thing, certain mashayikh, they have experiences. That if you read this so many times, then inshallah, this is our ma'amul. Then we found, alhamdulillah, it was beneficial for this or it was beneficial for that. That is their personal experiences. They don't attribute it directly to Quran and Sunnah. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that the mizan-e-akbar, The scale, the biggest scale by which you should weigh yourself is the Mubarak Zat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the Mi'yar. If we want to see how close we are to Allah Ta'ala, then we must see how much we are adhering to the ta'aleem of Rasulullah. He is the Mi'yar. He is the Mi'yar. Not how much fame we got in the world, how much popularity we got in the world, how many followers we have on Instagram, on YouTube, we have become influencers, we're getting millions of ticks and, what is ticks you call it, ticks, likes. We're getting millions of likes. That doesn't mean we're maqbool by Allah Ta'ala at all. That is no mi'yar that, of acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. Wealth is no mi'yar that you accepted by Allah Ta'ala because I'm a rich man now. See, I'm so rich. That means Allah is happy with me. Who told you that? Bluffing yourself. That's not the mi'yar. Oh, I'm poor today, so it means Allah is not happy with me. No, that's not the mi'yar. Rich, poor, healthy, not healthy. That's not the mi'yar. Popularity, fame, name, that's not the mi'yar. The mi'yar, the mizan-e akbar, is the zat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the mizan. That is the test. That's the scale you should weigh yourself on. That this is the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How far am I from his ta'aleem? If you are ticking all the boxes, I look like him, I dress like him, I behave like him, I talk like him, I trade like him, I interact like him, I make ibadat like him, so all those things, I have humbleness like him, I fear Allah Ta'ala like him, I have tawazu, abdiyat like him, I have humbleness like him, all these things here, then you can tick all the boxes. Now we can say that you have reached the mark. Otherwise, we haven't reached the mark. We're bluffing ourselves. Have you all understood that? Who is actually reaching the mark? So this is what Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmatullah alayhi, Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahmatullah alayhi, had to say. So my Shaykh, Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib, at the end of his majlis, he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala, hum sab ko huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke tariq par chalne ki tawfiq ata farma de. May Allah ta'ala keep us all moving on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ma'asi. May Allah ta'ala save us from all sins. And let us make muraqabah that Allah has given us his name. He said, call yourself mu'min. So anytime you want to commit a sin, reflect. I am mu'min, that's Allah's name. If I'm committing a sin, Allah is feeling ashamed. Allah is feeling ashamed because of my sins. Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq to make amal. And all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.